Pope Benedict returned to the Vatican on Sunday after a whirlwind weekend visit to Valencia for the closing of the fifth World Meeting of Families that has been taking place in the Spanish city over the past 9 days. During the visit, the Pope met privately with Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero, as well as with King Juan Carlos and his family, and he prayed at the site of last week's underground train crash, which killed 42 people. But the main focus of Pope Benedict's trip to Valencia, like that of his predecessors to the city in 1982, was a strong defence of marriage and the family. In a country which has recently introduced legislation liberalising divorce and same-sex unions, the Pope warned against such moves away from traditional Catholic values and towards a society based on subjective and selfish desires. My colleague Charles Collins has been in Valencia following this papal visit. He reports now on Sunday's Mass in the city's ultra-modern Arts and Science Centre.
En la cultura actual se exalta muy a menudo la libertad del individuo.
Pope Benedict warned that attempts are being made to organize the life of society on the basis of subjective desires alone. The Pope was speaking during the Sunday Mass, which concluded the fifth World Meeting of Families in Valencia, Spain. A huge percentage of the 1.5 million people gathered in and around Valencia's City of Arts and Sciences had been there for nearly 24 hours. They'd arrived the day before to claim a place for Saturday's vigil and never left. They were still full of energy, waving flags from countries around the world and from the different regions of Spain. Some people watched the Mass from their balconies. Several apartment buildings and hotels circle the site, which is Valencia's main convention center. They were witnesses to an historic event, the Bishop of Rome celebrating Mass with what is believed to be the Cup of Christ, the Holy Grail itself, which is kept in the Cathedral of Valencia. The Holy Father follows the tradition of Pope John Paul II, who celebrated Mass with the sacred vessel when he visited Valencia in 1982. During his homily, the Pope said the new attempts to organize society have no reference to objective and foundational truths, such as the dignity of each human person and his inalienable rights and duties. The Pope reminded the people that the Church teaches us to respect and foster the marvelous reality of the indissoluble marriage between a man and a woman, which is the origin of the family. The situation of the family in the world and the attempts to undermine it with new legislation on abortion, divorce, and same-sex marriage has been a constant theme of the 9-day-long meeting here in Valencia, but Pope Benedict chose to concentrate on the positive aspects of the family in today's world. He reflected on the readings from the Book of Esther and the second letter of St. Paul to St. Timothy, and how both works spoke of the family's role in transmitting the faith, which was the theme of this Fifth World Meeting of Families. He said that none of us gave ourselves life or single-handedly learned how to live. All of us received from others both life itself and its basic human truths, and we have been called to attain perfection in relationship and loving communion with others.
I trust that your experiences here will have strengthened your commitment to promoting the integrity of family life.
The Pope pointed out that faith is not merely a cultural heritage, but the constant working of the grace of God who calls us and our human freedom, which can respond or not. He said that although no one can give this answer for another, Christian parents are still called to give a credible witness of their Christian faith and hope, so their children can receive God's call with the utmost clarity and authenticity. During the Mass, married couples led the prayers of the faithful, speaking in 7 different languages.
All the pastors of the church, bishops, priests, and deacons,
that they may be united to their communities and assist them in transmitting the faith to the younger generations, together with the religious and social values that Jesus Christ entrusted to us, and that they may be comforted by new vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. Let us pray to the Lord.
After the Mass, the Pope recited the Angelus and greeted pilgrims from around the world.
May God abundantly bless you and the souls you represent, and through the intercession of Mary, Mother of the Church, may you and your families be filled with the wisdom of her Son.
He ended the fifth World Meeting of Families by announcing that it will occur once again in 2009. The sixth World Meeting of Families will be hosted by Mexico City. After the Mass, Pope Benedict went directly to the airport, leaving Spain with a final word. He said that he is confident that with the help of God, this World Meeting of Families will keep echoing, like a joyful song, the love, life, and faith shared by families, and help today's world to understand that the marriage covenant, whereby man and woman establish a permanent bond, is a great good for all humanity. Reporting from Valencia, Spain, I'm Charles Collins.
Formando el pueblo de Dios. Ven, ven, ven.
Well, those concerns about marriage and family life were at the heart of the 9-day international gathering taking place in Valencia with the theme Transmitting the Faith Through the Family. Participants from across the globe came to discuss problems facing families in their different cultural contexts and to share ideas for upholding Catholic values within our increasingly secular societies. While there were many worries amongst those dealing with the all-too-familiar problems of divorce and family breakdown, there was also plenty of discussion about positive church programmes which are supporting young couples seeking a lifelong commitment to each other. Charles Collins spoke with two of the American delegates, Betty Ann Casaretti and Father Robert Weiss from the Diocese of Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I was invited to come by the diocese because we are in the process of reorganizing our family life and our marriage preparation program. And the director of our religious formation felt that this would be an important conference for us to attend to get some ideas, to get a more global perspective, and to see really what the needs are in terms of helping couples prepare themselves for marriage and hopefully for family life as well.
And I'm the director of Young Adult Ministry, and I'm intimately involved with the new marriage preparation program and looking at aspects of family life. And in fact, we've brought a delegation from our diocese, which represents an ethnic cross-section of young couples and families that will hopefully be part of a new diocesan initiative towards family life.
Okay, that's interesting. Now tell me a little bit about this new diocesan initiative.
We feel that the present pre-Cana program really is not touching all the needs that couples have in going into marriage. It certainly touches some of the very practical things, getting along with your in-laws, how to choose friends before and after marriage, financial issues. But it's not talking about the more intimate parts of marriage and what's going to sustain a couple in that marriage. We're trying to use the theology of the body as a foundational point in expanding the pre-Cana program. Betty can address the new format, but it's basically helping couples realize that it's more than just a day, that it's a lifetime, and that it is a commitment, and it's deeply rooted not only in their love for each other, but God's love for them.
Let's go talk about the format.
Well, we're just really moving from Father Weiss's point of looking at a new model for marriage preparation, looking at helping young couples understand the sacramental sexuality of marriage, and also dealing with the everyday issues that they need to. But again, really raising the bar now through the theology of the body, giving them, a language that can help them to maneuver and function and succeed in their marriages. Giving them new lenses to see through, as Pope John Paul II said, just helping correct their vision in this culture of death, in this darkness they've been looking through now, to enable them to see the light. And hopefully this new program will enable them to start grasping these truths. And it's a tremendous form of catechizing these young couples also, at the same time as preparing them to receive the sacrament of matrimony.
Now, as people who work with young people who are preparing to get married, a lot of people say that this younger generation just isn't interested in religion, isn't interested in what the church has to say. They're only coming to the church for a pretty wedding. Is that a fair assessment of young people?
I think, you know, I've been a priest for 33 years now, and I think initially when I became a priest, it was like, if it works, great. If it doesn't work, fine. We can just get divorced. The couples that are coming now to the church to get married, there's a new seriousness about them. Many of them are the victims or the products of divorce marriages. They don't want that for themselves. They don't want that for their children. So they're coming into a marriage with a much better purpose, a much better attitude. And the ones that really are not into that aren't coming to the church. They're being married in alternative ways or ways that are not, they don't feel those are as perhaps restrictive. We're also, you know, re-identifying what is vocation in our diocese. And it's important, you know, we're not looking so much at the shortage of priests and religious, but we're looking at the breakdown of family where vocations are born. And so we're trying to help couples see that marriage is a vocation. It's not a state, it's a vocation. And out of that vocation, they foster other vocations, all of which keeps building up the church. So it's kind of a two-pronged issue right now. But I would say couples coming to us for marriage are much more serious. And I would say that men are much more highly invested than they ever were before, not just in marriage, but certainly in child rearing, and seeing that big change in that.
You know, I would add that in working with young adult ministry, what I've seen from these young couples who are preparing to marry is that they're older. They're mature. They have some life experiences. They've had a lot of disappointments. They've had a lot of pain. And they've gotten to the point where they want and they believe. Well, let's just say they're starting to believe that the church may have an answer. And also to help them in the healing process of getting through and enabling them to experience the more that God has always planned for them. And also to offer them, through the sacrament of reconciliation, that way back into the family and enable them to reestablish that relationship with Mother Church and to, again, really fulfill what God has called them to through the vocation of marriage.
Charles Collins speaking there with two of the American delegates at the 5th World Meeting of Families in Valencia, Betty Ann Casaretti and Father Robert Weiss from the Diocese of Bridgeport, Connecticut.